You've heard me talk about Samaritan Ministries and how believers come together to care for each other's medical needs. Well, Samaritan has recently launched Redeem HealthShare Ministry. It's an additional sharing option from Samaritan that offers flexible, affordable programs with the same biblical foundation, all through a modern digital platform. Redeem still gives you the freedom to choose your providers, as well as the option to include an exclusive add-on feature to help with expenses related to dental care, vision, routine, and preventative care. New features, new programs, new options. Check it out at RedeemHealthShare.org for more information. That's RedeemHealthShare.org for more information.
Hey, we're Aaron and Jennifer Smith with Marriage After God.
Helping you cultivate an extraordinary marriage.
And today we're going to be doing something a little different. It's the holidays. It's Thanksgiving this week.
Yep.
When they're listening to this, if they are listening to this, it's probably going to be tomorrow. And we're just going to talk about a little bit of stuff that's going on in our life and maybe what the future of the podcast is. Maybe we could start with that we're using new microphones and we're not recording a video.
Yeah. So we've done 40 episodes so far of the Marriage After God podcast, which is really exciting. But if you're listening through like iTunes or something like that, we've also been recording them for people YouTube. Who like to watch.
Yeah.
So we've been doing YouTube, and this is the first time we're not doing the video aspect, and we're kind of taking a break from the video aspect, even though it'll still be available on YouTube to listen to. Yeah, we're gonna try things up, and I think this is going to make it more like just
loose
and comfortable.
Yeah, what people don't realize is shooting the video for the sake of the audio and the video, it's really hard because we have to always be on the topic perfectly. And we do it during nap time.
Mm-hmm. So if one of the kids come out, you know, they wake up early or something like that, we'd have to stop and remember where we were at and where we were looking.
Where just was my hand?
Yeah.
Which we never forget.
And there was a lot of pressure on to do it, which we liked it.
Yeah.
It was really awesome. But I always had to make sure my hair and makeup were done and that the house was clean behind, you know, where we were filming. So there was just an added layer of
complexity. So the way Jennifer and I have usually worked when we are developing new projects, we just shoot for the moon. We try and do everything we can. And then what we do is we take a break and we reevaluate. And we realize that the podcast on the audio side was suffering a little bit because of the video aspect. And the video on the video side was suffering a little bit because of the podcast side, the audio side. And so what we're realizing is like, well, let's just focus on the audio and let's just scratch the video. We'll still upload the audio to YouTube in a way.
Sorry for all of you who liked to watch.
Yeah, we're gonna put the YouTube videos on hold and just try and do the audio, have fun with it, and see if we can get better at podcasting, because this is new for us still, even though we've done 40 episodes.
Which I just want to congratulate you on being so faithful to doing 40 episodes every week. I mean, that's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
We've done a good job.
Yeah, I just told someone that we're on episode 40 and they're jaw dropped. And I was like, what? Because we every single week have launched an episode without missing, even during having our fourth child.
Yeah. We pre-recorded a couple for that.
Yeah, we pre-recorded for that. Yeah.
But even that, just being like on top of it enough to do and fulfill that, you know, the obligation that we put on ourselves, right? It's been a goal for us to do weekly. So I don't know. I'm impressed. I just want to like keep high-fiving you.
Yeah, I know. It's been fun. We tried doing weekly content like this in the past and it didn't work for some reason. I don't know what changed in us, but I love doing this podcast now and I love the new topics and the ideas and the feedback we're getting.
Oh, it's been incredible.
Yeah. So we just...
And motivating for us. So don't stop, guys. Don't stop telling us how this is encouraging you. A lot of people post on social media saying that you're listening and it just really encourages us to keep going forward. So thank you for those of you who are sharing that.
Yeah. And it also has required us to be more aware of our life. Mm-hmm. So we can like, hey, how are we going to communicate this? Mm-hmm. And man, how many times have we come up with a topic and right before talking about it, we realize like, hey, is this like a reality in our own life? Mm-hmm. Are we about to talk about something that we don't do? Mm-hmm. And it stopped us in our tracks and made us evaluate whether we're doing the thing we're about to say others should do or how
like
it should
accountability,
be done. Or,
right?
Yeah. And then we pray about it and we're like, well, okay, let's do a different topic and let's talk about that one later when it, when we've consciously made an effort to make it a reality in our own life.
Or we've opened up with, hey, we're talking about this because we struggle with it too. And it's actually inspired us to make that change. And
so instead of it being like a, here's how we've done it, it's here's what we're thinking about doing because we're not good at it.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing that will remain consistent throughout podcasting with you is just our transparency. I feel like we're pretty open and pretty vulnerable when it comes to sharing either what's going on in our life or what has gone on in our life. And so hopefully those listening appreciate that. I think that they do.
Well, it's probably the number one thing we've heard from people that listen to our podcast or have followed our social media over the years is that they appreciate the rawness. Mm-hmm. You know, we've been doing our marriage ministries now for 7-ish years, almost 8 years, probably 7 years.
Yeah. Seven, almost 8 in March.
Oh my gosh.
Again, high five for that.
I know. I mean, we've only been married 11 and people be like, well, you haven't been married very long, but we've always told people that we're not coming as marriage experts.
No way.
I don't even feel like a marriage expert.
No way.
After 11 years.
I wish I did. I wish I could say that I'm an expert, but
no, it's more,
I feel like we're an expert at learning.
Yeah,
we're getting better at that.
What's God teaching us about marriage?
Yeah, I think
we've mastered it or not.
If you can have a teachable heart, I realized if you can have a teachable heart when it comes to marriage or any aspect, parenting, whatever, that's when stuff changes.
Right.
That's when you're shaped and molded into what God always intended us to be.
Well, the Bible tells us that a wise man heeds instruction and seeks wisdom, and you know, buys with their money. Yeah. You know, sense and wisdom, and
which we don't do this all the time, but we do. We strive for that. I feel like we're teachable,
right? Which has been the basis of our marriage ministry is not so much, hey, come to us for the answers. It's hey, come to see how we're pursuing God and what He's teaching us and changing in us. And you know,
we're looking for people who have been blessed by this free podcast and our free daily marriage prayer emails and who want to help be a blessing to others. Creating and hosting this podcast and sending out our daily emails do incur a financial cost. And we want to invite you to join our faithful patron team to help financially support these resources so that they can remain free for all who need them. Please join our patron team today and become one of the faithful financial supporters who desires to help bless thousands of marriages around the world. Your support will help us pay for the creation, hosting, and promotion of our podcast and daily emails. Thank you, and we hope to see you become a Marriage After God patron.
How He's convicting our hearts on areas of our life that we need to grow in or cut out or transform.
Yeah. So that's good. So we're changing things up a bit, and we're excited to do this. And I really feel like it will enhance the podcast experience.
I hope so. Because
you guys let us know. You listen to this and then give us some more feedback.
Yeah, send us a message on Instagram or something. I think it'd be fun to be a little bit more conversational, I think. Mm-hmm. Slower. Some of the negative, and when I say negative as in critiques on how we've done our podcast, one of them is how fast we talk. And I feel like...
This might slow us down.
The nature of the video aspect has caused us to be like point to point to point to point versus stopping for a moment. But I feel like over the last, you know, 3 or 4 podcasts episodes,
we've gotten better at that.
We've gotten better at becoming more conversational, asking each other questions.
Mm-hmm. It's one thing to learn how to communicate in a marriage because that can be really hard. We've gone through some tough seasons of learning how to communicate with one another. It's a whole another beast trying to tackle a conversation and podcasting and doing video stuff like this.
Are we smiling? How many times am I saying,
Yeah.
Yeah. It's another level. There's some people that do a really good job of it naturally, but we're going to work on it. And,
for your guys' sake.
Yeah. And again, the whole purpose behind the Marriage After God podcast and our online ministries is to help other marriages just see that their marriage is meant for more, that God has more for it. If we focus on the correct things, if we chase after Him with all of our hearts, minds, soul, and spirits, if we have team mentality and oneness, unity and just what God, wants to do in and through our marriages. Mm-hmm. That is not just like, hey, let's get the white picket fence and you know, it's just us. Mm-hmm. Well, no, there's a reason behind it. So that's kind of our hearts with this. That is our hearts for this podcast, that any couple listening to it will walk away empowered and excited and energized for what God's doing in their life, what God wants to do in their life. Maybe convicted if they hear things that we're convicted on and they're like, wow, I should, you know, consider that. I need to change that. I need to remove that.
Yeah.
And so I'm excited what God's going to do in,
me too,
in this podcast.
Here's to another 40.
Yeah. So this is just a short little episode of us doing a little recap. We were actually not going to do an episode today.
We're just going to leave this week open to taking off and enjoying the holiday.
Yeah. But we also, then I realized it'd probably be a perfect time to try out the new format.
Mm-hmm.
To say hi to everyone, to let them know that we wish them a happy Thanksgiving, mm-hmm, and that we love them.
Mm-hmm.
And they were excited overall to see what God's going to do in all of our marriages.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and our prayer is that our marriages would be a light in this world, that we would be salt and light, and that a revival would not only happen in marriages around the world in Christian homes, but that our marriages would cause a movement of people turning their hearts toward God,
mm-hmm,
because what they see in us.
Yeah, it just makes me think of the book that we just finished writing, Marriage After God, and mm-hmm, it's still in the works. It's in the editing process right now, but I know that we wrote in there to remind them that our marriages are a beacon of light, like, you mm-hmm know, a beacon on a hill to be hope for others, mm-hmm, like to be that light in the darkness and showing yeah people the hopefulness that we have because of Christ. That's what it reminds yeah me of. So I'm so excited for this book. I can't wait for it to come out.
It's what, next year?
June. Yeah.
June.
2019.
Like wedding season or something like that.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's awesome is we actually, on Sunday, the message was on Ephesians 5,
mm-hmm,
20 through 25.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been going through Ephesians, and we just happened to get to this part of Ephesians. But Paul brings up why marriage needs to be done the way God wants it to be done. And it's for this profound mystery that reveals Christ in the church.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that's what Marriage After God's about,
mm-hmm,
is revealing that mystery and showing us that our marriages were meant for more than happily ever after.
Mm-hmm.
They're meant for heavenly purposes. They're mm-hmm meant for eternal purposes.
Mm-hmm.
And when we can realize that, we actually were just talking about a lot of our issues in marriages would be solved if we both realized that we are on a mission.
Yeah.
That it's not about me.
It's about
God and mm-hmm and Christ and Him crucified and what mm-hmm they're doing and what God wants to do in the world through us.
Mm-hmm.
It would change a lot of things. I think we'd stop arguing. We'd stop feeling lonely. We'd mm-hmm stop. We'd all the things that we struggle with. We'd probably recognize that there's more than
mm-hmm
that.
Mm-hmm. So I feel like that was all really good and deep. And I have a superficial question, and that is, you're wearing a Patagonia jacket, and I'm wondering if that is picking up on the microphone. Like, should you wear those every episode?
I'm not going to wear this every episode because I could hear it.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel like I can hear everything, though.
Yeah. My breathing.
Yeah. So we'll I'll not wear this. I actually thought about it.
And
I'm
breathe.
Actually really hot now. So. And... so we'll perfect this.
Okay.
Slowly over time, we'll get better at it.
Well, thank you guys so much for joining us for this brief episode, just explaining a little bit where we're at and where we're headed and this transition with the podcast. Mm-hmm. We're super excited to keep inspiring you and encouraging you in your marriages. And we do wish you a very happy and sane Thanksgiving.
All right. God bless, guys.
Did you enjoy today's show? Find many more encouraging stories and resources at marriageaftergod.com, and let us help you cultivate an extraordinary marriage.
Hey, Marriage After God friends. Thank you for your continued faithfulness and listening each and every week. Jennifer and I have often shared with you about how important prayer is in the life of a believer. It's so important, in fact, that we're told this in 1 Thessalonians. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. It is God's will for us to pray, and we want to inspire you to begin praying for your spouse and marriage every day. This world hates marriage, and so does our enemy, because he knows the power that your marriage is meant to have in this world. He knows that if you and your spouse are praying and chasing boldly after God together, that the impact Christ will have in and through you will be powerful. So we need to be praying more than ever before. Our heart is to encourage you, along with everyone who listens to this show, to be praying for your spouses and your marriages, to be strengthened, renewed, healed, prepared, and empowered to do the ministry that God has for you to do in this world together. So, Jennifer and I would love to invite you to join the thousands of other couples in taking our 31-day marriage prayer challenge. This is a completely free and fun way to build a habit of prayer in your marriage. All you have to do to join is visit marriageprayerchallenge.com and fill out the registration form. Once you do that, you will begin to receive an email every day from us during the 31 days to not only remind you to pray for your spouse, but we'll also give you various topics and prompts to help you know what to pray for. We dare your marriage to start praying like never before. Start the challenge today at marriageprayerchallenge.com.